shall reign forever and ever. He shall reign forever and ever. Blog Talk Radio Show for Wednesday, May 11, 2011. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries, presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, which is the House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. Welcome to the show tonight, as we continue on the spiritual journey explaining the fivefold ministry. Tonight, our scripture will be taken from Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me, your word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight. If you have a question, feel free to write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, or you can send us an email at hodminister@gmail.com. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come into your presence tonight asking your forgiveness for my sins and thanking you for giving me the opportunity to host this show and to proclaim your begotten Son throughout the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that someone somewhere will be touched by the teachings of the fivefold ministry. I love you and thank you that I am united in Jesus Christ and spiritually alive in him. I choose not to love the world and the things of the world. I pray, O Lord, that you will strengthen me to crucify the flesh and all its passion in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the life that I now have in Christ Jesus. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can be guided through this show. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me as I submit to you. I declare my total dependency on you, and I take a stand against Satan and all his lying ways. In the name and authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me in order that I can be free to know and to choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound. Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen and praise be to God. As we continue on this spiritual journey, explaining the fivefold ministries, I would like to encourage you to join me in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20 says, "And Jesus came unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of this world." Amen. Tonight's lesson, we will be speaking about the teacher. In our previous lessons, we spoke about the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor. Now tonight, we will speak about the teacher. As with the other fivefold ministry gifts, the teacher is a gift to the church, intended to help develop the body of Christ. And if we take a look at Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16, which says, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." The Greek word for teacher is didaskolos, which pronounced didaskolos, meaning an instructor, a doctor, master, or teacher. Teachers are sent to the church for the perfecting of the saints, such as was the case when Jesus taught the apostle how to pray in Luke 11, verses 1 through 4, which reads, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day, by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Teachers develop and mature the body of Christ when they teach. As we have seen in the above verse, wherein Jesus' teaching helps develop their prayer lives. Many so-called teachers try to give people what they want to hear. But the fivefold teacher can never do this, for it will not benefit the body of Christ if they did so. True fivefold ministry teachers teach by the direction of the Holy Spirit, which brings the church to the greater levels of maturity in Christ. These teachings often help develop the necessary levels of faith to employ the truths of God's Word. These teachings cause the body of Christ to be prepared to walk in the supernatural. Before healings, miracles, signs, and wonders happen, teaching which would produce the necessary levels of faith usually precedes them. Many people are hungry for revival, not realizing that the need for revival is there because certain truths or teachings have been lost or put aside by the church. When this happens, God often sends apostolic or prophetic teachers who are sent to restore truth to the body of Christ. Not only do teachers precede revival, but they also give balance to the church. The truths that they teach brings the church to a place of balance to reach or achieve a state of position between extremes. Often the church as a whole will push toward an extreme such as legalism. True fivefold ministry teachers will refute the extremes of legalism through biblical teachings, causing the church to move toward a center position, keeping the biblical points and putting out man-made doctrine. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministry presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Callings. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. As a reminder, we will not be taking any calls tonight. If you have a question, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 1-800-273-11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com. Our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, and our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. We will go right back to the lessons. Jesus operated in all the fivefold ministry calls, including that of the teacher. Jesus was addressed as teacher, and he was. A Pharisee named Nicodemus recognized the teacher's mantle on Jesus and declared it in John 3, verse 2, which reads, "The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Nicodemus recognized Jesus' teaching mantle by the evidence of the miracles that he did. Yet, I want you to point out that Jesus also taught on a supernatural level, as well as a natural level. To operate in supernatural power, you must first have supernatural understanding. God gives the fivefold teacher supernatural understanding, which lays the foundation for supernatural teaching, causing those who listen to gain supernatural faith, to operate in the supernatural power of God, understand supernatural revelation, and walk in the Spirit, which is supernatural terrain. As with Nicodemus, so it was with many others, for they realized that Jesus' teachings was with power. Luke 4, verses 31 to 32 says, "And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." The Greek word for power in this text of scripture is pronounced exousia, meaning force, captivity, competency, freedom, mastery, delegated influence, authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, right, and strength. A true fivefold teacher, teachings are not from the frailty of humanity, neither do they speak from their own strength. Rather, they teach as a delegate from the Lord God, speaking from a position of authority, power, strength, and understanding their right to speak in the jurisdiction, either regarding the subject matter or the territory or people group that God has given them. A fivefold teacher can speak with authority regarding certain things, yet they may not always function in the area of ministry. Rather, God may have given them understanding regarding how it functions for the benefit of others. Why does God do this? Often because it would be easy for a fivefold teacher to move from teaching the depths of the word, which would enlighten and build up many, to move in a particular truth that they may understand such as certain principles of healing. Teachers birth disciples, causing what they know to not only be in one person or place, rather to be duplicated and given to many, many others in many other places. The demand for the power or anointing that the teacher speaks of could cause the teacher to be too busy with dispensing the anointings of God that they understand, rather than giving the understanding of it to others, so that many more could be ministered to by it. Many have more than one fivefold gifts operating in their lives. The Apostle Paul was such a one who operated in more than one fivefold ministry call. 1 Timothy 3, verse 7, we see three parts: the evangelist, or preacher, apostle, and teacher of Paul's various calls. It reads, "Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher Gentiles in faith and verity." There are many who have more than one fivefold gifts, for in many years of service to the Lord God necessitates it. A fivefold teacher can have either a stationary or itinerant, which is a roving or traveling ministry, to the church or the body of Christ. Some fivefold teachers have been given by God to a local church, or community, wherein they build up the body of Christ there. Many pastors are also fivefold teachers with a grace given to them by God to teach that local work. Some teachers have been given an itinerant or traveling teaching ministry by the Lord. The itinerant fivefold teacher most often will have a spiritual jurisdiction that they have been given or authorized to minister in. For some, it may be a denomination or race of people, a community, a city, a state, a nation, or internationally. It is imperative that the fivefold teacher identify where and to whom they have been called to teach and stay in their territory, lest they risk given the wrong instructions to people they are not called to minister to. God gives you specific teachings for the constituency that He has sent you to. And if those biblical teachings be given to others that God did not send you to, it can cause them to perhaps of something that they may not be spiritually mature enough to receive, wherein they may move out into certain areas of ministry that they may not be fully equipped for, causing them to be at great risk. Fivefold teachers can be sent to specific groups, nations, depending on what God sees the need of that group or place needs. 2 Timothy 1 verse 11 says, "Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles." Here we see that Paul was not called to his own people, the Jews. Rather, he was called to the Gentiles. God knows what he has given you and who he gave you those teachings for. Some teachings are for the local community, some for the city, some for a nation, some for the collective body of Jesus Christ. The gift of teacher can accompany other fivefold ministry calls. A teacher can have an apostolic thrust, teaching certain restored truths that cause breakthrough or open the way for others in that area of understanding. A prophetic thrust, teaching the church regarding God's vision for them. Evangelistic thrust, teaching the body of Christ to evangelize and win souls. A pastoral thrust, teaching the art of God, or a pure teacher of the Word of God. You will often find that many of the fivefold ministry gifts are the gifts of teacher operating in their lives, which gives their ministry balance, especially the pastor and the apostle. If a pastor is more evangelical, then God may raise a fivefold teacher up in that church to give balance to that congregation. At these times, it is important that a pastor not feel intimidated by another fivefold ministry being raised up in their congregation. Rather, they should embrace the gift and seek God's wisdom to employ that gift in the service of the Lord while standing in their leadership role in love over all the house of God under their care. You cannot teach until you have learned or been taught. So many want to teach the old body of Christ, yet they have not learned the measure of instructions for so great a size or mass of people. Teachers learn little by little, thus qualifying them to teach what they have learned to a proportion of people that it applies to. Teachers are developed over time through much study, prayer, and experience, which gives them a fuller understanding of the Word of God that they are called to teach. Sometimes to develop a teaching anointing, you must sit under teachers. Again, you could be taught by others with the teacher's gifts. But I have found that the greatest teacher is the Holy Spirit. A teacher who spends time in prayer will be taught by the Holy Spirit and will gain revelation that only God can give. All teachers do not use the same methods of teaching. For example, Jesus Christ often used parables to teach, while Paul the Apostle used the breakdown of the law as a tool. You are not a fivefold teacher because you have a teaching every now and then. Rather, when you become a constant stream where God flows his wisdom, understanding, and revelation through. A person may have an ability to teach on occasion, but that does not make you a fivefold teacher. A fivefold teacher will often have greater revelation of truth and understanding of God's word, more than someone who is given to teach once in a while at their church. God often develops fivefold ministry, speaking once in a while. But the gifts and their lives often require more opportunities to teach, to develop. This teaching can be with a large audience, or it can be one on one. We will take a short break and come right back. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any call tonight. If you have a question, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The fivefold teachers do not teach opinions, and I will repeat that. The fivefold teachers do not teach opinions. So many Christians teach their opinions, their denomination views, traditional views which are not the basis of truth. The basis of truth is the Word of God. All teachings should be verifiable by the Word of God. Fivefold teachers do not teach opinions or denominational or traditional views. Rather, they teach and give understanding of the Word of God. If the revelation of the fivefold teacher is not based in the Word of God, then it is most likely not a revelation from God. I come from a background in which people thought that your style of delivery of God's word indicated if you were a teacher or a preacher. I am often amazed at how we come to certain points of understanding. Let me set the record straight for those who think that those who have a style of delivery that seems exciting are preachers, and others who seem to be more cerebral in their delivery are teachers. These assumptions are wrong. To gain a better understanding of what a preacher is, we must look at the word preacher in the Greek, which is kerux, meaning a herald of divine truth, especially of the gospel. We must then look at the word for preaching in the Greek, which is evangelize, pronounced euangelizo, which means to announce the good news, evangelize, to declare, bring, declare, show, glad, good tidings, or to preach the gospel. The good news or gospel message is that God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for the salvation of all who repent of their sins and believe and receive him as their Lord and Savior. And so we see from this that a preacher is either an evangelist, or when someone is declaring the message of salvation or the good news, a person's style of delivering the word of God does not determine if they are preaching or teaching. Rather, the content of what they are saying determines which one is happening. A fivefold teacher uses the word of God to instruct the body of Christ, regardless of their style of delivery. From this, we understand that a person is not a fivefold teacher because of their style of ministry or delivery of the word of God, rather because of the revelation they receive from the Lord that is intended to build the body of Christ. Fivefold teachers don't just teach based on theological understanding or based on a homiletic message, organized and structured theology alone. Rather, they teach and structure their message based on revelation and instruction of the Holy Spirit. Often their teachings give clarity and understanding of biblical truths that they are not always evident to the common reader. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 6 through 14 says, "Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are free given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." Most theologians are not fivefold teachers, Rather, they receive teachings naturally from many who are not spiritually discerning. You may know a lot about the Bible and not be a fivefold teacher. Fivefold teachers not only teach by obtained knowledge, but by revelation of the Holy Spirit, giving them opportunity to offer the body of Christ deeper understanding regarding the Word of God. As with the prophets, the fivefold teacher gets direction from the Lord by ministering to the Lord in prayer and fasting. Acts 13, verses 1 to 3, give evidence of this. It reads, "Now there were in the church, that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work wherein I have called them.' And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands upon them, they sent them away." The fivefold teacher is a spiritual post in which the person who functions in this gift gets revelation and understanding of the Word of God by spending time with the Lord in prayer. It is in God's presence that most revelation comes. If one has an apostolic fivefold teaching anointing, I know that most revelation that God gives them to give to his people come while they are in prayer, or when they are studying or reading the Word of God. A fivefold teacher should first know the Word of God. The Holy Spirit takes what you have, put it in you, which is the Word of God, and then unfold it to you, making mysteries plain to you. Yet it requires you to have put the Word in you. When you are in prayer, God often gives you understanding and then to assure that it is He. He begins to bring your remembrance the scriptures that you had previously studied that support what He's teaching you. John 14, verse 26 is our example, and it reads, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The fivefold teacher gains access to God's great knowledge through righteousness. Sin hinders God from hearing us, thus limiting access to the mind of Christ. The measure of the Word of God manifested through a fivefold teacher will be great or limited based on righteousness. Sin hinders the revelation that God wants to send through them. A teacher should be a repentant person who receives forgiveness, thus Christ's righteousness, causing access to God to be granted. Teachers can vary in specific areas of instructions based on who they are called to minister to. One of the Apostle Paul's great areas to teach was faith and verity, which is truth. If you're called to be a teacher, you must seek God regarding whom you are sent, where you are sent, when you should go, and what you're called to teach. Develop a life of prayer and repent from all sin which keeps and lines up of the communion, hoping with God to receive the revelation you need to teach. Praise be to God. We'll take a short break and come right back. Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Thank you for tuning in to the House of Christ Ministries present Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to email us at hodminister@gmail.com or write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.HouseOfChristBookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., at www.RiversOfRevival.com. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to host this show and pray that as we continue on this spiritual journey to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world, laborers will come forth into the vineyard and take a stand against the enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that we will walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger be put away from us with all malice. I pray that we will be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and good night, and please tune in on Sunday at 9 p.m.
Yeah.